Let's turn now to politics in this country and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' sweeping victories in three Western presidential caucuses this weekend. The delegate math may still prove a challenge for Sanders, but as the primaries turn to Wisconsin, Sanders is also turning some attention to Democratic superdelegates. Here he is on CNN's State of the Union.
I think the momentum is with us. A lot of these superdelegates may rethink their position with Secretary Clinton. A lot have not yet declared. And then you got superdelegates who are in states where we win by 40 or 50 points. I think their own constituents are going to say to them, hey, why don't you support the people of our state? Vote for Sanders.
For no more now, let's turn to NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi there, Domenico.
Hey there.
So we'll talk about superdelegates in just a second. But first of all, how significant is it that Sanders swept Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, and by enormous margins?
He did, more than 70% in each of those states, and he will probably wind up netting about 60 delegates or so when all the counting is done in Washington state over the next several weeks, which is a significant chunk. It cuts into Hillary Clinton's pledged delegate lead by about 20%, but as you said, he is still further behind on the math.
Okay, so how significant, though, are these wins when we're turning towards these other states like Wisconsin on April 5th and then a slew of Northeast states, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, that could be battlegrounds between him and Hillary Clinton?
Well, what Saturday really meant for Bernie Sanders is that he's showed that he can win in those kinds of places and by big margins, but he needs to continue to win by those kinds of margins going forward, even in places like Wisconsin and New York and especially California, which votes on the second to last day, June 7th, of the Democratic primary race. So he had a big day Saturday, but he's got to continue those kinds of margins in some places that might not be as easy for him to do against Senator and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so Domenico, if I'm hearing what you're saying correctly, you're spelling it out for us that he has to continue winning by 50, 60, 70-point margins from now until the convention?
Well, he needs to win by 57% of the remaining delegates in order to win the pledged majority. So you have to win by at least 57% in each of the days to the end of this primary contest. Otherwise, you fall a little bit further behind. And that's what makes it difficult for him, especially with the front-loaded part of this calendar favoring Secretary Clinton.
Difficult, but of course Sanders supporters would say not impossible given what just happened this past weekend.
Not impossible, but the demographics in Washington State and Hawaii and Alaska and them being caucuses are very different than what you're going to see going forward in some places. Okay, Bernie Sanders is going to have big wins. We shouldn't discount that at all over the next 10 weeks. And it might be the closest that a liberal candidate, a real true dyed-in-the-wool liberal candidate has gotten since 1984 when a real liberal candidate won that year in Walter Mondale. Now, I spelled out one scenario over the weekend where he wins by two pledged delegates. His scenario was a lot easier, his campaign saw, if he were to pull off wins on March 15th in places like Illinois and Missouri and maybe come close in Ohio. He didn't win there. Then they thought, well, if he wins in Arizona, then it'll shrink the margin, and he lost there. So he's had a couple of stumbles on what they saw as a potential path. It's still possible, but it grows more improbable with each passing contest.
Domenico, this is verging on 3D chess for me now, but we're talking pledged delegates. Let's talk about those superdelegates, though. I mean, as we heard in that clip, Sanders is saying his momentum could have an effect on these superdelegates who aren't bound by primary results.
That's true. And the reason we talk about pledged delegates is because of the fact that superdelegates can switch their allegiance at any time. You know, in 2008, Barack Obama wound up with a pretty big pledged majority lead, or at least some bit of a lead around this time, and when it rolling off about nine straight contests, and the superdelegates wound up coming to him. Now, I will point out, there were a lot of superdelegates who went to Hillary Clinton to start. Not many peeled off. It was just that a lot of them hadn't yet committed. Some did peel off, but not a huge margin. Bernie Sanders is down by way more with superdelegates than Barack Obama ever was. And, you know, frankly, Bernie Sanders has never been a Democrat in his life. So that makes it very difficult to win over the establishment. Now, he makes the point that there will be some who come onto his side because he won in their states. And I think that that's probably true, that there will be people who do come to his side because he wins in their state.
That's NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, walking us through the delegate math so far. Domenico, thanks so much.
You're welcome.